Good morning, good morning, and good morning, and welcome to yet another episode of Popping Off with Phil, the podcast. It is Tuesday, our favorite day of the week. Well, my favorite day of the week, which I'm sure is your favorite day of the week because you get to hear from me. First things first, if you are in the great state of Georgia, we have a runoff election today. I voted early, I voted on Friday, but we have an opportunity to elect another Secretary of State. We all know the shit show, which was the gubernatorial election here in Atlanta, Georgia, where Brian Kemp, who is now the governor-elect, refused to recluse himself. He refused to not operate in the capacity of Secretary of State while running for governor. And there was a lot of BS going on with voter suppression and polls not having the equipment that they needed in order to get people in and out, people standing in line, waiting in line, and then being told they can't vote there, people being forced to do provisional ballots that were then not counted, absentee ballots not being counted, all of that. So we need to send a message, and this is regardless of which party is, but please vote for Beryl. But we need to send a message that that's unacceptable. And I think that Beryl's the candidate to do that. So please, 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 please get out there and vote. You know, we are notorious as voters for not participating in runoffs. You know, getting to the polls in record numbers for the day, doing our early voting for the day, but runoffs historically don't get the same attention, and we can't afford that. We just can't risk not being present. So please do that. I think I want to talk about today the holiday season, and it's interesting because I think that people have competitive thoughts about the holiday season. So I'll be the first to admit, Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays, and I think that was cemented very early in my life because Thanksgiving was always a big deal on my dad's side of the family. We would either have dinner, and I don't remember too many of these dinners, but we would either have dinner at my grandparents' home, my great aunt Nell and Uncle Al's home. Eventually, when my cousin Cynthia got married, we would have dinner at her home. And every once in a while, we would also have dinner. I don't know if we had dinner at my cousin Jerry, his wife Katrina's home. I know that we've done things over there, but maybe not for Thanksgiving. But either way, we pretty much would rotate houses from year to year. And it gave us an opportunity to spend time together, to laugh, to joke, spend time with my cousins. My dad spent time with his cousins. It was really a great time. And of course, over the years, you know, that's changed. Because once you begin to lose the matriarchs and patriarchs of your family, you know, people are less apt to travel back home. You know, a lot of times people make that sacrifice and say, oh, well, I want to see mom and dad, so I'm going to come home this year or every other year, whatever the case is. But that's changed a bit. I think the last really big Thanksgiving was when my grandfather turned 70. And everybody, of course, all of his children were there, all of his grandchildren were there. And that particular dinner was actually at my Aunt Nell's house that year. So I love Thanksgiving. Christmas is a bit different for me. My family has suffered a lot of loss during Christmas. And, you know, right after the new year, both of my grandmothers have passed in December, January. My mom passed away in December. But there's also a lot of life in my family. I have three younger cousins. They're not all younger, but I have four younger cousins that their birthdays are in December. On my mom's side, a mother and her two boys, my other cousin, and her son. I got a host of friends, my middle brother, my bonus mom. So there's a lot of things to be joyful for around this time. And I think that it's always competitive because there are people who are saying, you know, the holiday season is when people kind of are kind of faking it to make it. Like, everybody's walking around like, oh, happy holidays, so good to see you. All of this joy and cheer despite what's going on in the world. And then it's like a switch. You know, people are somewhat compassionate during the holiday season. And then as soon as the new year comes in, it kind of rolls off their back. Very similar to how we are when we have crisis. So it's a situation where we're praying and we're like, oh, we're so grateful that, so nobody's going to let me over today. Okay, so, jeez, Louise, everybody knows the lane runs out. Anyway, sorry. It's kind of like when we're in crisis in our country where it's like, you know, we take prayer out of schools because we don't want to mix church and state, but then we get to a place where something happens and then it's like, let's all pray and all band together. And then that sense of camaraderie lasts for a short period of time and then it's over. You know, a lot of people feel the holiday season is the same way. Now, I, on the other hand, feel like sometimes the holiday season can be some of the trickiest times because you would think that everybody is in this spirit of giving and love and solidarity. And, you know, because Christmas has become so commercial in some ways, you know, it seems like people are more apt to kind of subscribe to that whole idea of, you know, the Christmas aspect of things, you know, going out shopping. Like, you know, of course, Black Friday is notorious for always having some type of clusterfuck of a fight because somebody is trying to get to this 45-inch Vizio TV or whatever the case is, or whatever the hottest toy or game is. But I think that there are so many things that are just beautiful about this season that I just choose to kind of take the attitude of really being joyful as opposed to being sad, as opposed to subscribing to sadness. Because I do remember as a child how exciting Christmas was, you know. I normally spent Christmas Eve with my dad and Christmas with my mom. And so for, you know, as a kid, it's like two Christmases, you know. You spend that time with them, you go open your gifts, you have a good time. And then on my mom's side of the family, we do Christmas together. And then, you know, you're playing with your toys, you know, sometimes you're going to visit other relatives. Like, it's a fun time. It's a fun time. And so I just choose to kind of hold on to that. And then as I've gotten older, being in a position where I could participate in Angel Tree or, you know, giving away toys, you know, canned food drives, different things that I've had the opportunity to do and like to do, makes it better because I believe that everybody, you know, should have an opportunity to have a little something under the tree on that day. You know, I've even been to events where, you know, I wasn't expected, and that family found a way to band together to be like, hey, I want you to be able to open something like everybody else is, you know? And so, listen, all I'm gonna say is this. I do feel like there are two competitive spirits throughout the holiday season. There is a good and there is an evil. But I just want to encourage people to just subscribe to the good. It's a good feeling to give into. Even if it's a situation where you're not into the commercial side of the holiday, you know, for many of us, it's time off work. It's an opportunity to spend time with our loved ones. You know, it's an opportunity to volunteer. You know, I think there are things that you can find about this season, ways that you can participate that make you feel good, but also that you do some good for the greater community, whatever community that is. You know, there are all these Christmas concerts going on and caroling, which is something I haven't done in years, but something I did a couple of, maybe once, definitely 1 year for Christmas. the youth theater I was in, we got together and we decided we were going to do some caroling, and that was going to be kind of like our contribution to like Performathon and different things like that, which was an event that I participated in high school, where we went to homeless shelters, detention centers, nursing homes, convalescent homes, even hospices, and sang for people, you know, sang Christmas songs, sang Christmas carols, talked and interacted with people. Like, I think that is the part of Christmas that I really, really hold on to. So yeah, there are going to be some nasty people. Don't get me wrong. And I think that those personalities are highlighted in this time, because I feel like people are really trying to be good. People are really trying to be on their best behavior. People are really trying to be positive. And so that means, of course, in the wake of people trying to, really capture the spirit of Christmas, when you have people who are Bah Humbug and Scrooges, they're gonna stand out. But I just want to encourage everybody to like really embrace the goodness of this time. For those of us who subscribe to religion, because I know everybody who listens to me does not. You know, this is a sacred time in Christianity, because it symbolizes the birth of Jesus. So, you know, whatever it is that you have to grab onto to find some joy and also to spread some joy, I encourage you to do it. That's it. I don't have much to say today. I don't want to be rambling on too long, you know. Go vote. Spread joy. Be the joy that you want to see in the world during this season. If you're not huge into Christmas in terms of you feel like it's too commercial, take this time to volunteer. Soup kitchens, you know, people are looking for blankets and coats, and they're passing those things out for those individuals who unfortunately don't have a home but have to be out on the streets. So there's ways to give to those programs, to missions, to church programs, to even school programs. Fraternities and sororities are doing things. You know, figure out what you can do to bring some cheer to someone during this season who otherwise wouldn't have it, you know? I think I want to definitely find something to do on Christmas this year. I've never done it before, because a lot of Christmases I travel, and there were some Christmases where I was a little down, but I think that this year I want to try to find something to do. I know I have coworkers and other friends and other family members who, you know, will volunteer on Christmas Day. And I think that might be a really good idea, to go out and spend that time, because I don't plan on traveling this year. And I think that a lot of my friends that are here do plan on traveling. So, you know, obviously I'll always be able to find me some place to eat, you know, but I'm talking about during the day, like it's going to feel like a regular day, because I think Christmas is on like a Tuesday. So like, you know, getting up and going to a church that might be serving breakfast or serving some type of meal, that type of deal. That's what I want to do this year for Christmas. So I encourage you guys to do the same. Anyway, again, like I said, I'm not going to ramble, as I've just rambled for an additional 2 minutes. I love you guys. Have a great, great Tuesday. Can you believe that today is December 4th? Also, shout out to all of my friends and family members who are part of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity. It's their Founders Day. Quick shout out to you guys. For those individuals who just crossed, happy first Founders Day to you. I'm pretty sure that you guys will be doing something during the holiday season to, again, spread joy, spread love, spread hope, peace, all of those great things. So keep doing the great work that you guys are doing. Anyway, I'm out commuting to work. My commute is so much better now. It's amazing. Although I'm running a little late this morning. Don't judge me. Anyway, love you.
Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.